Democracy.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
The subject of the day, for lack of better terms, really is what's going on in the resource market right now. And we get plenty of opinions on that from folks like Doc and folks like Trader Raj and folks like Rick Ackerman and the rest. But I always like to get as many opinions as I can from people in the industry, people who have been involved in the industry for an extended period of time, number one, and number two, who have some success behind them, for lack of better terms. You know, I'm starting out with Robert Kramer. Bob is a very interesting guy. Not only is he involved in the industry, but he's a very, very pragmatic black and white individual. Why do I say that? Well, he holds a CPA designation in the United States and a CA designation in Canada. Why is that important? It means that this guy knows how to think, and it means that this guy is not necessarily emotional. Bob, what's your take on the market right now, and where do you think it's going to go?
Good morning, Al. Your comment about emotional is interesting, because that certainly is what we've been through here in the last while, in my view. I think we've seen a massive disconnect between the paper side of the gold market and the physical side. On the one hand, great volatility in terms of the price of gold. We've certainly seen that, gold recovering $100 or so off the low at this point. But at the same time, we hear reports from the United States and from different parts of the world that the physical demand for gold, and indeed silver, both in terms of coins and 1 ounce, et cetera, pieces, is just absolutely on fire. So it's a very interesting disconnect, and I think it bodes well, because at the end of the day, in my view, the physical overtakes the paper.
Well, I have to tell you, we had on the weekend radio last weekend, we had Grant Williams on, and Grant was talking about that very exact subject. He was saying, you know, it's interesting, gold got beat down tremendously on the 13th of April, Friday the 13th, but he said, you know, the thing that is very, very interesting is right now in Singapore, where he lives, and all over the Far East, he said, if you want to buy physical, either gold or silver right now, you've got to stand in line to get the stuff. And he said, there's going to be 50 to 100 people ahead of you. And he said, talk about a great disconnect. He said, it's just absolutely incredible how the price was beaten down, for lack of better terms, as much as it was, a couple hundred points, if I'm not mistaken, and yet people are just standing in line to get more and more and more of it. So, you know, that is a bit of a disconnect from conventional theory, but it's that demand hasn't abated at all since that event, and I think that bodes well for both gold and silver and for the stocks. Bob, you've got the final word, my friend.
I absolutely agree. I think that disconnect is so clear, so glaringly clear at this point, and bodes extremely well for both the metal side and certainly the stock side. And I am hopeful that what we've seen in that very severe correction on the gold front is that final kind of giving up, if you will, that sets the stage for the beginnings again of a more positive resource market.
I have to say, I believe that you're 100% correct. Listen, in the interest of full disclosure, Bob is the CEO of a company called Canamex. Canamex has a very interesting properties asset, I guess is a better way to put it, in Nevada. We're going to be going down there the first week of June to take a peek, and they're also involved in Guyana. So if you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner. Bob, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Relyn Bailey. Okay, you know, Bob Kramer is a very, very interesting guy, and as promised, I got Relyn Bailey with me right now. Relyn has been involved in this industry for a number of years. Obviously, I value her opinion. I wouldn't be asking her this question if I didn't. And Relyn, how do you feel about the current status of the resource industry, and where do you think it's going to go?
Well, if you'd asked me this a couple of years ago when I was just working in the gold industry, I would have had a very lengthy, extensive opinion. I work for two industries now. I work for gold and oil and gas, and so I don't have the luxury of doing as much industry-specific research as I have in the past, but they certainly trend together, and I think it's obviously a tough market out there right now for resource companies, both gold and oil and gas, but we've all been here before. I mean, we're obviously aging ourselves here, but we've all been around for cycles before, and this is a cyclical industry. It goes up, it goes down. So although it's tough when it's down, and it's tough on investors, and it's tough on investor relations people, we know it's going to come out the other side. And I think the key thing, and what I try to remind people who call me, because believe me, I get a lot of calls from people who are distressed and, you know, seeing their investments being eroded. And the key thing is picking the right companies, and the companies that come out the backside of these things, the companies that will be around at PDAC next year, are the ones that have real properties with, you know, real good, strong assets, good exploration potential, the ones that have been prudent with their capital and have money in the bank so they can weather this storm, and the ones with strong management. And, you know, that certainly gives me comfort day to day, because I know that we have those things, and hopefully it gives our investors comfort. But it's tough. It's tough out there for everybody right now.
You know, it is tough out there, but I have to tell you, I'm a little bit more optimistic than you are, because I don't think you're really expressing any pessimism here whatsoever. I think you're being realistic when you say, you know,
it's life in the resource industry.
It is definitely life in the resource industry. I do have a feeling though, and our show went on record a couple of days ago, basically as stating we think the bottom is here, and our comments were based on some of the input that we had from some of the technical folks who are regulars on our show, Roger Wiegand, Rick Ackerman, Richard Postma, etc. All of them feel that because of very sound technical reasons, the bottom may very well be here, and, you know, I hope that it is. Rhylin, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Okay, back with Linda Thorstad. Get her opinion as to what's going on in the markets right now. Linda is the president of Orsa Ventures. A couple of comments in the interest of full disclosure, by the way. Orsa Ventures is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want more information about Orsa, simply click on their banner. Point number one and point number two, we're about ready to pull the trigger and buy some stock in Orsa Ventures. 3 days before we do that, I'm going to let you know. Linda, crazy market, very crazy market, but it looks like it's turned. We made a call a couple of days ago on this show that we thought it had turned in terms of the commodities, and also perhaps in terms of the stocks involved in this particular sector. What is Linda Thorstad, who's had 25, 30 years experience in this industry, what do you have to say about this?
You're being kind with my years of experience there, Al. But, yes, well, thank you for the opportunity to address this with you. We certainly, a lot of people were scratching their heads when the price of gold dipped. And I think the fact that we've seen that turnaround now and some strengthening in the gold price, it does bode well the long term for the price of gold. In terms of the markets, I'm not sure that we've seen that turnaround yet there. We're seeing just dramatically undervalued companies really across the board, and it doesn't seem that it's not just restricted to the juniors. So, you know, there's optimism that we're going to start to pull out of this marketplace, and for investors, it certainly creates a tremendous opportunity for buying.
I would have to agree. I think it really does, and most of my colleagues would agree with that. Is it wishful thinking? I don't think so. I think that the fundamentals are there for this thing to turn. You know, there are no guarantees in this world, but the one thing that is guaranteed is that this industry is very, very cyclical. You know, started my company back in 1982, and I have seen the ups and downs as well as anybody. The industry, I have to say, since that time has gotten much, much more sophisticated. And what does that mean? Well, in my opinion, at least it's been my experience, that this added sophistication has greatly, greatly, number one, leveled out the gyrations of the ups and downs of the industry. I think right now there are a lot of things in play that are affecting our industry. I think number one, you know, you've got potential manipulation in the price of precious metals. I think that that's a very real possibility. I think that's one of the reasons that people are skittish right now about getting involved in the securities aspect of our business. Point number two, the skittishness, I think, is really more than just that. I think it is some very, very significant fear. I think that people aren't really sure as to how economically the world is going to play out, and consequently, I think they are keeping their cards close to their vest and not investing in companies, particularly little companies like we find in the resource sector. Do I think that's a mistake? Yes, I do. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Music. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Got my buddy Scott Griever on the line with me. Scott is the president of Silver Crest Mines. Got it right, Scott. Hey, and I have to tell you, I am, in the interest of full disclosure, I am an investor in Silver Crest. I bought the stock. It's been a while, probably 12, 18, 24 months ago. One of the few resource companies that I own where I'm in a profit position. And Dennis M., you introduced me to this company indirectly, and I want to thank you very much for doing that. Scott, we have heard from Bob Cramer, We have heard from Relyn Bailey. We've heard from Linda Thorstad as to what these people, they're all executives of the various mining companies, different from Silvercrest in the sense that they're involved with junior mining companies. I don't think I'd call Silvercrest a junior. I think I'd call Silvercrest a pretty strong intermediate producer, for lack of better terms. But, you know, you've been in the business a long time. I've been in the business a long time. I made a call last Wednesday that based on the input that I'm getting in the daily editorials that I do, that I think the bottom might have been in, at least, you know, compared to where it was, let's say, a week or two earlier. What does Scott Drever think?
Well, obviously, I watch those things pretty closely, being a producer and dependent on metal prices for revenues. So I pay attention to those. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think a lot of that movement downwards that we saw was initially contrived, and then it fed on itself to perhaps exaggerate where it went.
Yeah.
I think probably you're right in that that sure looks like a bottom. There might be another small leg down, but for all intents and purposes, I think it's the bottom. I'm certainly not making any knee-jerk reactions to adjust things dramatically until I see how this thing plays out. And quite frankly, I'm expecting to be back in that 1500, 1550 level by the end of the year on gold. And, you know, in the $25 to $30 silver levels.
We're not that far away right now, actually. We're really not. You know, silver proportionately has a little bit harder climb upward than gold does. But, you know, we're not that far from 1550 in gold compared, you know, considering where it dropped, Scott.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, it should recover at least half of that drop that that we saw. So, that puts us back in that ballpark range. And of course, we're making really good money even at these levels. So.
Well, you guys are doing great. We did a daily editorial with you this past week. And, you know, we're, our listeners, most of them are probably shareholders, given the fact that I heard about your company from a listener. But yeah, you guys are doing fantastic. Do you think the junior resource markets is maybe turned also, Scott?
Well, it's a little earlier, but I think, you know, I'm seeing a few financings start to show up.
Right.
And that's usually an indication that, you know, some of the higher risk guys are loosening up the purse strings a bit. So, I think for people with decent projects that are, you know, close to production or early production are going to be able to finance, it'll be a little while, I think, before the mid-pack of explorers are going to get seriously financed again. But, yeah, I think it's probably all bottomed.
I would have to agree. Scott, I appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We've had four people independent of each other. They have all basically said the same thing. We agree with Doc. We agree with Roger Wiegand. We agree with Rick Ackerman. We think the really difficult bottom that we were in, i.e. in the low $1,300 an ounce gold area, is probably done.
Well, Al, I certainly hope it's done. You know, if you recall, not too long ago, for a very long period, $1,600 seemed to be the bottom for gold, and all the action was happening above that. Now we're down at $1,400, and I'm not sure what you think that portends for, let's say, the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm very optimistic, as are, you know, the folks who we just talked with in the last couple of segments. I'm very optimistic, and the reason I say that is because I think that investors, sophisticated investors, and even the mom-and-pop investors, I think are very aware that the absolute crash that occurred on the 13th of April that took gold down to the low $1,300 level, I think that was contrived. And I think people are becoming more and more aware of that. You know, as Grant mentioned to you and I on the show last week, he said he could not believe that in spite of the fact that the gold market had plummeted as far as it had, that people were actually standing in line in the Far East to buy physical. And to me, that says that, you know, maybe the world is starting to realize the real value of gold and silver, Jeff.
Right, and I guess we should qualify by saying the paper market plummeted 200 points. The physical market is on an ad hoc anecdotal basis, I think, at this point. It's a little crazy, but, you know, it's interesting. Jimmy Rogers came out with an interview last week on a show called Money Morning,
mm-hmm.
and he talked a little bit about this, and he really bashed both the Japanese Central Bank and our own Fed in terms of what he calls a race to insanity of their currency debasing policies. And these policies are express and outright. I mean, this is the opposite, Al, of the 70s and Paul Volcker talking about a strong dollar policy. I mean, at least you can, you know, people, Ron Paul talks about the central bank not being transparent. Well, I hate to say it, but at this point, Bernanke and his counterpart in Japan are being transparent in the sense that they're basically saying, hey, all we're going to do is inflate, 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 and hope to keep things going. But, you know, Jim Rogers is sort of putting his money where his mouth is, and he's actually just started, I think, four new funds. Now, of course, Al and I don't give investment advice. We're not associated anyway with Rogers. But I got to tell y'all, from my own personal perspective, I'm going to check these out. They are, they're all dealing with futures markets. They're commodities funds. There's an agriculture one, an industrial metals fund, an energy, and a precious metals fund. So, you know, he's really, bullish long-term on agriculture. He thinks that, you know, and energy and precious metals. So
sure.
He's still a commodities guy, still a hard asset guy. And I'll tell you what, I'll listen to him over a lot of the alarmists who have been talking down gold over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, one of the most interesting experiences I've ever had, and I mentioned this before on the show, is Kathy and I, you know, shared a couple bottles of wine with Jim back in Frankfurt, Germany a number of years ago. And I got to tell you, I got all the time in the world for this guy, and we need to get him back on the program. He was on the show for a while, and then I kind of decided not to go that route anymore because he is located way, way over in Singapore, and it was a little difficult to coordinate our times. But I think we're going to make that happen because this is a man who I think is incredibly brilliant. You know, meeting him was one of the real meeting and chatting with him, I guess I should say, was certainly one of the highlights of my career. I think he's a very, very interesting guy, and I think that, you know, in terms of, you know, your decision to possibly invest in one of those funds, Jeff, I think that you could, I think you could do a lot worse. You know, changing the subject, which we're going to be doing here in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get to hear a little emotionalism from Jeff and Al. We are both very, very unhappy with, as you know, with a lot of the things that are going on in society right now. Jeff has a lot of experience in Washington, D.C., 12 years specifically on the Hill with Congressman Ron Paul. And I'm in the same category. I have a lot of contacts politically. I spend a lot of time talking politics. I think you're going to find it really interesting what we have to say about society in general. Stick around if you want to hear it, and I think you do. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, turning away from hard assets, investing, et cetera, et cetera. Jeff has walked into the studio to join me right now. We're going to talk about some other issues that I think are very, very relevant. The other issues have to do, obviously, with political issues. Jeffrey.
Well, Al, we're now about a week and a half removed from the horrific bombing in Boston, and we've learned some new things with respect to the two suspects, one of which is the older one who apparently is now dead. Went back to Chechnya, visited Russia, and apparently his activities there, you know, became known to the Russian authorities, who then contacted our own FBI about this guy and basically said, hey, you should watch him. He's becoming radicalized, because Russia has its own sort of problem with radical Islam, and our FBI dropped the ball. So even as we saw Boston basically under martial law, we had the whole city locked down. We had police going door to door and forcing people out of their homes and searching, which is a bit unsettling from a civil liberties perspective, Al. You know, I hate to say it, but this gigantic police and surveillance apparatus we've developed since 9/11 failed to stop these guys or failed to catch these guys, even though there were really obvious signs that they might be planning something terrible.
You know, with all of the effort that supposedly the administration is putting in on this quote-unquote war on terror, with all of the activities of homeland security, et cetera, with, you know, not being able to go through an airport without getting patted down and all the rest of it, it sure doesn't seem very effective, you know, because when you talk about the war on terror, you have to talk about a little bit more realistically than just that horrific situation surrounding the Boston Marathon. You have to talk about issues in the United States where numerous people are either injured or killed. I mean, let's go back to Sandy Hook, you know. Yeah, admittedly, the perpetrators were not quote-unquote Islamic terrorists, but wouldn't you call them terrorists, Jeff, in a very, you know, in a generic sense? I would.
Well, they certainly terrorized people in that school, and it's going to be interesting. You know, the background, the gun background check bill failed in the Senate just a week after the Boston Marathon bombing. So it's going to be interesting to see if the left is able to capitalize on this and try to gain further support for gun control. I'm not so sure. I mean, when people were cowering in their houses in Boston, they may very well wish that they had a firearm or a shotgun. So I'm not so sure that this whole latest Boston Marathon bombing incident plays into the gun control crowd's hands. And we saw in just the week after that the background check bill in the Senate failed to pass. So it's sort of an interesting and very uneasy time in America.
I think it is a very uneasy time in America. You know, and Jeff, the question I have to ask along those lines is, what's really causing it? Is it being caused by horrific financial times, for lack of better terms? I mean, I know the numbers that are coming out point to the economy getting better, but I'm not really convinced that that's the case, not even close to being convinced. Or is it perhaps your former boss's philosophy that people need to be independent? Human nature being what it is, people need independence. They don't need big government to babysit, you know. And I kind of think that Congressman Paul had a very good point there, you know. And I think that philosophy, as exhibited by the huge following, you know, that the congressman managed to put together, you know, I think that shows where human nature really is in our country. And I just kind of wonder if that isn't the reason that you aren't seeing so much frustration and so much in the way of negative violent action.
Well, I think there's no question that most of our listeners understand that there's a sickness in America. And human beings need productive achievement. It's really at the cornerstone of human happiness and human contentment.
Yeah.
So we increasingly have a society that's not full of people who are achieving or are productive or even have a sense of self-worth, but we have more and more people like this young man who shot up the school in Sandy Hook, like these disaffected young men from Chechnya who set the bomb in Boston. And, you know, it's really a symptom, Al. It's a symptom of a society where we want something for nothing. And I do think that government plays a role, whether it's the Fed creating dollars and fiat currency out of thin air, whether it's welfare, whether it's unemployment, whether it's any kind of government benefit, you know, more and more, America is not a nation of rugged individualists. It's not a nation of self-sufficient, proud people, but a nation of dependent people. And I think that trickles down. I mean, we're speaking in very broad terms here, but there's an awful lot of people in this country out who just don't get up every day and go to work. And I think that that lends itself to a lot of problems.
Well, you know, I think you're 100% right. And I have to wonder, you know, how is all of this going to shake out? You know, I mean, one of my favorite lines is when I was even 20 years younger than I am right now, one of my favorite lines was, I never thought I would see our society having evolved into what it's actually become. It's there are things going on, Jeff, that I simply don't understand, you know. And you know, we're dealing with so many what I would consider to be, and I know a lot of folks would say, Corlin, you're crazy to say that, but really inconsequential issues. I mean, the inconsequential issues like that we've talked about in the past, there really is only one issue in our country that I think is critically important, and that is the rights of the individual are being usurped, for lack of better terms. And individuals don't have that pride that they used to have. And to me, I think that is equally as important as your favorite bone of contention, which is the fact that the U.S. currency is in very, very serious trouble. Everything else, whether you're talking about the gun control issue, which, again, we're going to be talking about in the next segment, whether you're talking about some of the sexual issues in the United States, those are all secondary, I think, to the two main issues.
Sure, they're symptomatic. There's no question about it. You know, we have something like 40% of American children now born out of wedlock. You can't separate moral dimensions from economic, social problems. I mean, it's all bound up together. And it feels really uneasy right now in America. Wouldn't you agree, Alan? Maybe that's partially because of the internet, and we seem to know so much more about what's going on with our neighbors, you know, even if our neighbors in the cyber context are thousands of miles away. But something feels wrong in America, and I don't think there's any escaping that a lot of other people believe the same as we do here, Al.
I don't think it's just in America. No, it's not in terms of our listeners. But, Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't think it's just in America. I think it's in the West, in Western civilization, for lack of better terms. And the only reason I don't include the Far East in that is because, you know, I haven't spent enough time back there to really give an opinion.
Yeah, Al, that's really interesting when we talk about the cultural differences with the Far East. You know, when we were speaking with Grant Williams at Voltus on last weekend's show, of course, he lives in Singapore. So he sees and feels just this tremendous difference, this energy in the East that we've lost in the West. We're old, you know, the Western Europe and America are. We're aging. We just don't have that same dynamic energy. We don't have that same entrepreneurial mindset. And I fear that the shift of capital and industry from West to East is reflecting that. And I think that's why Grant and Jim Rogers, for instance, live in Singapore instead of the U.S. now.
Well, I know an awful lot of expats who have become expats because they've gone over there, and they've gone over there for what they feel are all the right reasons. I don't know. My personal opinion is, you know, this is my country, this is your country. I would prefer to stay here. I wouldn't prefer. I am staying here, you know, doing everything that I can to try and rectify a situation that I really don't think is perfect. You know, speaking of situations that I don't think are particularly perfect, we're going to be chatting here right after a commercial break with Lieutenant Colonel John Hubbard. John is a graduate of West Point University. He is an expert in terms of firearms. He is somebody who I think can give us an opinion that is certainly not biased, certainly not colored with emotion, but an opinion about the pros and cons of gun control. You know, and I think that's very important. I'm against gun control because I'm against big government. Let's see what the Lieutenant Colonel has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I want to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Okay, Jeff and I are chatting with Lieutenant Colonel John Hubbard. We're talking about gun control. Is it a sensible exercise? I personally don't think it is, and I know that Lieutenant Colonel Hubbard doesn't, and apparently, and I know that Jeff doesn't also. You know, I guess the one question that I would like to ask in this particular situation is, when it comes to gun control, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of listeners on this show anyway, as Jeff is aware, that kind of feel very negatively about it for two reasons. Number one, they firmly believe in the Second Amendment, as I do. And number two, they think it's simply an example of total government getting more and more total, for lack of better terms, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and really attempting to take rights away from citizens. And, you know, the examples that we'll get go anywhere from really dramatic, such as, you know, look what happened in Germany during the 20s and 30s, okay, no guns, to a little perhaps more less dramatic than that, you know, saying, you know, in Canada they don't, handguns are outlawed in Canada, for lack of better terms, but you still have murders committed using handguns. What do you guys think about that particular argument in terms of big government getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
I don't know if it's a... I guess you could be looking at it as a example of of government getting bigger, but I look at it as an operation in futility. President Obama made a very serious strategic error, or maybe tactical error, by putting Vice President Biden in charge of his working group. I think there's nobody that the gun community distrusts more than Joe Biden.
Why do you say that?
And, well, he's had a long history of anti-gun leanings, and I think the way he kind of put down Wayne LaPierre, although Wayne LaPierre, I know he may be a bit strong for some people, but he's a very smart guy, and he's got some very common sense recommendations that were just absolutely ignored, on this little board, but, I guess my impression of Biden came from that interviews. Well, at the during the election, the debate between the Ryan and Biden, and Biden came off as, pardon the expression, just a pompous ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to blip that one or not.
No, that's fine. It's a free country. We have free
speech. And to see a guy like that who is trying to review our gun laws
in order to have anything passed that's effective at all, you have to have the gun community on your side. And he all but spat in their face. He's wasting his time. Obama could not have put a worse person in charge of something like that. And he's getting all the effects that you would expect from it. I think if they, in any event, that's one mistake that was made. And if you look at the list of things that Obama or Biden came up with, is the wish list of the far leaning left for the past 20 or 30 years. They're not going to work. Everybody looks at the AR-15, and that's the so-called assault rifle. But the AR-15 was really what it should be called, or the AR-15 platform, as a military weapon that nobody needs to have. The unfortunate thing is it's one of the most popular weapons that's been produced in the past 20 years from the American arms industry. And I would say most of my friends have them.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but a fair number of them. The number of those in the country, purchased in the country right now probably are somewhere between 1 and 6 million. The estimates vary an awful lot. I've never seen something that I trust, but I would tend to think it's closer to the 6 million than the 1 million. And with that many of them in the country, you're not going to get rid of them. I've had a number of friends tell me that they can come after them if they want to. They're going to bury them in the backyard, and if they have to go to jail, they'll go to jail and come back, and they'll dig them up and use them. The point I'm trying to make is that they are fun to shoot. They are a very popular hunting rifle out west. If you ever go boar hunting in Tennessee, it's a very popular weapon because you need five or six very rapid shots. Boar move around at night. They move in groups of anywhere from 5 to probably 15 or 20. You don't want them turning on you because they can rip your legs wide open if they do. You need to have backup shots very quickly. And they're an absolute blast to shoot. They're just fun. And that's what this whole thing is about.
You know, I was having an interesting conversation. That my wife and I collect wine, and one of the wineries that we go to is owned by a Czechoslovakian couple, really, really wonderful people. And their son, who is probably in his mid-20s by now, is a real avid gun collector. And he said, it's a hobby. He said, I thoroughly enjoy guns. I have absolutely no intention of doing anything other than collecting and going to the range and shooting. And he said, I can't even get ammunition anymore. He said, if you want to go out right now and get 22 long rifle cartridges, you've got to wait. He said, you cannot get them. What do you think the reason behind that is?
I don't think it's anybody pulling it off the market or anything like that. I think everybody, when they get a hold of it, hoard it. They don't buy a box of 100, 200 rounds. They wind up buying several thousand.
Yeah.
And this drives the market up very fast. We've seen this happen too many times, and I think the cycle is repeating itself. But what your friend suggested, though, has been my experience as well. I would say 90% of the ammunition purchased in this country is shot not in a crime, is not shot hunting, but is shot on the target range.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day I went out and I put 200 rounds of 20 gauge downrange.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very typical day for me.
Well, that's starting to be an expensive hobby, though, I think, at least if you go to your local gun shop lately.
Well, that's true, but I reload, and that saves about half the price of it, but it's a long, tedious process, and I do it for several reasons. Number one, it keeps me with a pretty constant flow of the ammunition I need, but I also can download it so I'm not shooting something that's going to blow my shoulder off.
So, what's interesting here, that's a good point, but what's interesting here, Jeff, is we have a gentleman who is, number one, retired lieutenant colonel, number two, graduated from West Point, number three, taught physics and mathematics, for 16 years after his retirement from the service. A pretty sensible guy, a guy who travels in circles, who traveled, I guess I should say, and probably still does, in circles, in political circles of, not exactly the low echelon. And he's just a very sensible individual. And I find it interesting that the government is equating him in the same demographic as a common criminal. It's just, to me, that is just absolutely amazing. It makes no sense, Jeff.
Well, John, let's ask you this. What would you say to the typical gun control advocate who says, You know, what possible reason could you have for needing an AR-15 assault rifle?
Well, again, I would repeat that 80 to 90% of the ammunition is shot on the range.
Right.
The big thing with the AR-15 platform is that it is an infinitely adjustable firearm. In other words, you can change the stocks, you can change the forearm, you can change the sights, you can change numerous aspects of it, not by taking it to a gunsmith and paying $1,000 to have a new stock made or something like that, but you can just buy a new gadget, take the old one off, put the new one on, you basically have a whole new gun. These things are so popular that there's a whole market now for what they call AR-15 knockoffs, which basically shoot the .22 caliber long rifle cartridge, but it's based upon anywhere from a Ruger 10-22 frame all the way up to pistols, .22 caliber pistols. You just clamp it onto the .22 caliber pistol, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, you've got something that looks like an assault gun, but it isn't. It's just a .22.
You know, it sounds to me like perhaps a bit of a mountain is being made out of a molehill, and there's some real misdirection here. And Jeff and I would really like to know what you folks out there listening to this think. But, you know, my opinion about this is, number one, the government's messing with the Second Amendment. Number two, I think that they are really misdirected in the direction that they're going in. And I think that what Lieutenant Colonel John Hubbard was saying really gives some rather significant proof to that. You know, the story about going hunting with folks in Washington, D.C., et cetera, is to me, is absolutely fascinating. I think we have to, in the United States, go after the basic cause of the tragedies that are occurring and not really blame it on much of anything else, because I think that that's going perhaps in a direction that we don't want to go in. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Lieutenant Colonel Hubbard, we want to thank you for helping us wrap up the program.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.